neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We get ready for Shabbat Kodesh. On Fridays, it's suggested to cut your nails, or anytime that they grow more than your fingertips. That's the Bnei Yishchak brings. If they're very long, then it will be very painful for your neshama. So now, if one only cut one of the nails, but still has to make a netilah, and Gemara Pesachim brings, if one feels that he is very scared and he doesn't know why, the reason is that he doesn't do netilah after he cuts his nails. And some, they have a habit, they chew their fingers and they cut their nails. And they have to say shakol. And also it's a problem, could be ever minachai, because the tips of the fingers that they chew, I don't know, they eat it or so on. But in anyhow, if they cut the nails even with their teeth, they still have to make an etilah. And sometimes the part is just broken, so they take it out, either with hand or nail clipper or with their teeth. They must do an etilah. It doesn't matter if you cut a part of it or your feet also. When you cut them, you have to make an etilah.
Koilani shomote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.